800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control.
Nearly 80 years ago, Midwest Floor opened its doors for the first time with one goal in mind: to supply the St. Louis area with the finest quality flooring and craftsmanship available. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor, and it is my pledge to the St. Louis area to continue that policy by providing you with a comfortable shopping experience from the most knowledgeable sales staff anywhere, along with expert union craftsmen to install your floor. Karastan Carpet, with the same reputation for quality, is offering up to $1,000 in rebates on every carpet in their prestigious line. This month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings, plus up to $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
You've heard me talk about Window World for at least 15 years. You've heard me talk about how great of a price they are, the original $189 window guys. You've heard me talk about how great the windows are. They come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. You also heard me talk about Window World when it comes to customer satisfaction. Well,
Attorney General Josh Hawley has just been ranked
Window World highest in customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors in a J.D. Power study. So you have independent verification that Window World is the best. So this spring, if you're looking for windows or replacement doors or siding, it's Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. St. Louis company through and through, and we've watched them grow throughout the years, but that same commitment to customer service is still there. 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800. Or, of course, always online at windowworld.com.
Are you a cat fancier or a dog lover? No matter which, now is a great time to adopt a pet from the Humane Society of Missouri, APA Adoption Center, 5 Acres Animal Shelter, or St. Louis County Animal Care, and receive 10 $2 Dogs vs. Cat Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. Find a furry friend to fill your heart and fill your wallet with chances to win prizes up to $25,000. Details at hsmo.org.
Now on sale through May 17th at GNC. The best pre-workouts, proteins, vitamins, and fish oil are buy two, get one free, and mix and match. Change begins at GNC.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name. Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at soundhealthservices.com. soundhealthservices.com.
Get Mom a St. Louis Bread Company gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, get a $10 bonus card. Visit PaneraBread.com or your local bakery cafe to shop and for terms and restrictions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Spring is here and your local Ace has everything you need for your lawn and garden. Now through Monday only, save up to 25% on key items across the store, like Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and Garden Soils, Scott's Nature Scapes Mulch, Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and much more. Hurry in now to get up to 25% off these and so much more at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Mom! If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be you. So why not say thank you for all she's done for you by taking her to the Mother's Day brunch at the Courses at Forest Park? We would need about 7 minutes to tell you about the fabulous menu, but since we have only 30 seconds, suffice to say it is delectably incredible. Reservations are highly recommended, so call 314-367-6648. Yes, your mom put up with a lot when you grew up. Show her you appreciate that by treating her to the Mother's Day brunch this Sunday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Courses at Forest Park.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
test. And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
nocturnal emissions
from it. So get loose and up, we're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 11th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Mark and Jason, the names of two people, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors. Pion will tell you a little bit more about them, and then I will tell you even more as we work our way into this, the 17,867th Playhouse that we've done. I just made that up.
Wow, that was good.
I don't even know what the number is. It sounded good, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Hey!
A round of introductions is in order. The control board is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. I would like to also say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, with Stiefel Nicholas, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, it's a perfect time to talk to Mark and Jason. They can go over all of your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
And I just like 2 minutes ago, got a piece of bad news about one of our listeners that passed away. I'll tell you who it is in a minute. But in his honor, Rat Boy, within a matter of a minute, you know he's a cheese sculptor. You know that. Like ice sculptors.
Really?
Yeah. And he made an electric razor, and it looks like the real thing, except it's yellow, and that's because it's made. Tell him what's made out of.
Cheese.
Made out of cheese, and I'll tell you what that's all about. I think Dan probably knows. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the Oh Boy Orchestra?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Tom, for the email about your dad. We'll dedicate the Playhouse to your dad. Jack Henrick. Jack was our oldest traveler.
Oh.
Yeah. Was 89, I think.
Yeah, he was.
He just passed away. I just got the email like 2 minutes ago from Tom, his son. And the reason for the razor is on one of our trips, I don't know if Jack forgot his razor or it wasn't charged or it broke or I don't know. And he said something. And I said, here, I said, let you borrow my razor. And that little thing, I went and got it in my room and gave it to him, and you know, he shaved it. Oh, that was great. That, you never know what lights people up. But he talked about that, using it. Frank let me borrow his razor. And what's so funny is in Tom's, well, here, hang on, I'll try to pull this up here. In his son's email, and give me just a minute, because I got to go retrieve it. And then it says original message. Here's the, okay. bear with me here. He says, my dad, Jack, passed peacefully today. I want to thank you for the kind words and bringing some happiness into his life. And one day, maybe my wife and I can toast with you on one of your trips, our my dad. And of course, it'll be his favorite, the B-52 cocktail. Now, I'm not familiar with it. What is that, Peon? You used to be a bartender.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I'm not sure either.
I guess he must have had that on our trips.
Yeah.
He says, and in good old Jack fashion, the week he died, he said, by the way, tell Frank that razor was a piece of essay.
Really?
I think he's kidding. Oh. I think his son's kidding.
B-52 is a layered shot composed of a layer of Kahlua, a layer of Bailey's Irish Cream, and a layer of Grand Marnier.
That sounds good to me.
That sounds really good.
Those are all real good and real sweet.
Yeah.
They're all after-dinner liqueur. Jack, great choice on the drinks. She's having one now with St. Peter. You think they drink in heaven?
I'm sure they do, probably.
Moderation. You know, everything there is done perfectly, so.
Can't drink and drive up there.
Drink and fly, maybe.
You don't have to drive. Nobody has to drive.
They have to clip your wings, maybe, after you drink.
You know, maybe. Oh, you've had a little too much. Snip, snip. You can't fly anywhere for a while. Get those angel's wings. Jack's up there, I'm sure. And, well, what a pleasure. I think he went on, I'm guessing, like, I think his friend Margaret told me, I just drew a blank, that they'd been on 8 of these. Now here's a guy in his 80s, in better shape than I'm in, just going around doing everything, doing all the excursion stuff, and he wasn't exactly. A lot of people would have stayed home thinking, oh, man, because I think it's a heart issue, maybe a pacemaker. So, I mean, he still went out and did it all. Yeah. So it was a good long life. And rest in peace, Jack Henrik. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason, which is Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Financial planners. They know stuff. They know stuff we don't know. They know stuff about where the good places to put money might be and where the more risky places might be. I have no idea what they will tell you about your $25,000 or more because I don't know what you're doing with it. But they can look at your portfolio. And what you'll like about them is if they see something you've done right, even with another financial planner, they'll say, yeah, this is probably what we would have done. This is a good idea. If they have something better to recommend, they will. There's no cost or obligation to meet with Mark and Jason. And they do quarterly calls and visits with all their clients. They have over 46 years combined financial experience. They were Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. If you'd like to set up that meeting, if you have $25,000 or more, whether it's under a mattress, in a hole in the ground, safe deposit box, spread out among a whole bunch of different investments, it doesn't matter. If you have $25,000 or more that's invested or to invest, set up that meeting. And cost you anything, no strong arming, they don't make you sign anything, no obligation. I would think that would be something anybody would want to do, even if it's a second opinion, even more, all the more reason. See if your current advisor knows what he or she is doing. MarkandJason.com. That's right, we hit the road, the holiday road, Bill Clevelin. Getting good response from this. I think the joke thing had run its course, and now people are actually, I think, appreciative of somebody guy goes, hey, here's a place you can go that's relatively inexpensive and not too far, and here's a place you might want to stay away from. And I think if you have a suggestion for a trip, maybe shoot it to Bill. He'll tell you how to do that. After we tell you, it's brought to you by the Cleed Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, where the app is free, and it's STL Taxi, and it works. Here is the man on the road himself, Bill Clevelin.
Hey everyone, good afternoon. How's it going?
Oh, you came out of the chute like a sportscaster. Hey everyone, good afternoon.
Yeah, ready to go here. Folks, you mentioned folks they want to send me a note, bill@billontheroad.com. You can always email, or if you're on the Bill on the Road Facebook page, it's always fun interacting with folks and hearing where people are traveling to, or if they have ideas or whatever. So that'll be good to hear. And I have to tell you, this is kind of cool. My very first public book signing is coming up next weekend. It'll be
you and
May
Martha
21st.
Stewart. Wow.
That's right. May 21st, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock at the Schlafly Bottle Works in the beautiful Maplewood, Missouri. So come on out. I'd love to meet a lot of AM and the PM folks. You can get a copy of 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die. And it's not a typical book signing thing because, well, you probably guessed I'm not a typical book author. So we'll be doing some trivia games. You'll have a chance to win some prizes, sharing stories and travel stuff. And it'll be fun.
How much is that book?
It is $20. That includes tax and everything. So $20. And makes a good gift. All right, here we go. On the road today in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I used to live 15 minutes from Charlotte for 10 months.
Well,
yeah.
It is the largest city in North Carolina, and you probably know NASCAR is a really big thing there.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost every NASCAR team in the country is based in Charlotte, and you got the NASCAR Hall of Fame. What I'll tell you about the NASCAR Hall of Fame, and I'm not sure if you've been there, Frank, I don't know much about NASCAR. I don't follow NASCAR. I don't even like racing.
They drive around the track.
Dan, you interrupted him.
Oh, sorry.
We had a good flow going.
Yeah. We did.
And Dan just stepped right in.
Sorry.
I don't know anything about NASCAR, but I had so much fun at this place. It was really interesting. It was really cool seeing these cars. These cars are beautiful. And then you can get in a simulator, the same simulators that a lot of these drivers actually get in.
Kind
of learn different tracks. You can do that. You can kind of test yourself to see if you can change a tire as fast as some of those people in the pit stop. I mean, lots of really cool interactive things you can do at the at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Charlotte's a little bit like St. Louis. There's a lot of different communities within the area, kind of like we have here in the county or whatever. Charlotte's got more than 200 different neighborhoods that make up Charlotte, North Carolina, so a lot of different places to explore. Billy Graham, the famous and maybe the one of the few honorable televangelists, is from there, and you've got his headquarters and his library. And my one suggestion, if I had to pick one thing for you to do in Charlotte, North Carolina, it's visit the U.S. National Whitewater Center. Have you ever heard of this place?
Nope.
It's very, very cool. If you're traveling with your family this summer and you're going through the area, you have to stop there, especially if you're an active family. You like to do things outside. It's just like you, Frank. Zip lines, riding bikes.
Oh, that's me. Yeah.
Paddle boarding.
Oh,
I was thinking of somebody else.
Windsurfing.
Ropes, courses, rafting, all these other great outdoor activities. The place is really cool. They got a really cool restaurant with great food. They have concerts. They bring in like big name artists to do concerts at this place. And of course, you can do whitewater rafting. It's the largest man-made whitewater rafting course in the world. So it's a very cool place. Charlotte, North Carolina. And that's all we got for today. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550.
KPR. Oh, he did it. He got it right.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Bill Cleveland, the new Charles Kuralt, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app. This is a weird thing to ask, but this just came into my head at home this morning. Have either one of you ever put an apple in the microwave just to see what would happen?
No.
No.
I haven't either. And I almost did it. And I thought, well, this is stupid. But now I really want to do it, just because it's something I don't think anybody ever does. Nobody puts an apple in the microwave.
It'll explode.
Yeah, it'll probably explode.
You think?
Yeah, all the liquid in there. That's all a microwave does is it just heats up the liquid in food. That's how it heats up.
Listen to Dr. Geis. Yeah. Listen to Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Physics.
Would an orange explode?
I would imagine any piece of fruit. I mean, because it would need something, you know.
Yeah, then I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Have you ever had food blow up? What a mess.
Yes.
Because then just kind of dry burns it into the lining of the microwave. You have to scrape it off.
Or forget to, you're heating up tomato sauce or soup or something.
Don't put a lid on it?
Yeah.
Hey, did you see this little Bow Wow? He's a rapper or something. Did you see that embarrassing?
Yes, I did see that.
Oh, my goodness. I think that is so funny because that's what you get when you pretend. He sent out some tweet showing a private jet and some limos saying, well, I'm heading out to... When, in fact, it was just a random... It wasn't his at all. And somebody nailed him on it and said, this is your jet. And then somebody else was sitting next to him on a regular commercial flight and said, he was on a flight, a regular flight. So now he looks like a complete doofus faking that he had a private jet.
Beautiful.
Golf tournament to September 15th. I'll leave it at that for now. There's still nothing up on the KTRS.com website. There was supposed to be a month ago. I don't know what's going on there. Call this station and go, hey, I want to go to the golf tournament September 15th, even though you haven't put anything up yet as to how to do that or how to participate. I'm sure it'll be up soon, any day, because it is not until September 15th. I got to get to this joke because in my time in this business, I can only think of two people I worked for who were general managers of the station who ever came to me and said, look, I know you like to tell jokes. Here's my favorite joke. Two guys, and one was the guy when we were at Kix, and I've told this joke two dozen times, but it really is a great joke, and it was his favorite. So, Shelley, wherever you are, maybe jail, this will be for you. Ladies, come in here, please.
That's nice.
It's the Civil War. North versus South. Union against the Confederates. And there's a band of Confederate soldiers, 40 men, weary, tired, hungry. Their horses are tired, thirsty, hungry, trudging through the mud and wet woods after a heavy rain. And their leader is a greatly admired man, Lieutenant Colonel Samuel Preston Granville Beauregard Cox. Big Southern name, long Southern name. Colonel Cox is greatly admired because one of the things he does, he doesn't just hide in the background. He's out there with the men fighting right in the front lines. And as they're trudging through this woods and this dreary, rainy, muddy day, trying to just find a place to just get some rest and relaxation. A shot rings out, killing instantly Colonel Cox. They drape his body over a horse and continue. And up ahead, there's a beautiful mansion. They don't know it yet, but it's a whorehouse. It's a southern whorehouse that has not had much business lately because of the war. They're desperate for customers, and the madam looks out the window and sees all these men coming toward the house. She says, "Girls, girls, quick, freshen up. We got men coming." It's the South. And one of the soldiers gets off his horse and knocks at the door. She opens the door and she says, "How can I help you?" He says, "Ma'am, we are Confederate soldiers, and we're tired, we're thirsty, we're hungry. We just need a place where we can refuel and re-energize." "Ooh, why, you are a fine-looking bunch of men. You have come to the right place. Girls, girls, tell Jimmy John and Billy Bo to get their horses around back. Give them some water and some hay. We'll take care of your horses. Soldier, you come on in here with you. Now, I need to know so we make sure we have enough accommodation. How many of you fine gentlemen are there?" He says, "Well, ma'am, that would be 39 of us without Cox." She goes, "You know what? Hold on. This rarely happens. This is monumental. I didn't even give the proper setup to the joke. This is ridiculous."
Oh my goodness.
Oh, you know well. What? Yeah, I've been telling you, I'm having issues. Now you know. Oh, man. Oh. How do you? Okay, here. So, tell Mike Evans we're running late. The setup for the joke is supposed to be, you know, I couldn't get the image of Shelley in jail out of my head. Our former boss is supposed to be the first time the expression, "You got to be kidding me," was ever used. But now the joke is ruined. Because when he says, "Well, there are 39 of us without Cox," and she says, "You got to be kidding me." It's ruined. No. I will now give you a quick, free bonus joke.
Oh, man.
Every 10 years, I screw up a joke.
Oh.
So I'm good for 10 more years. Tarzan and Jane. This is a quick one. Thank you, Dan. And they are, she's teaching him to, you know, speak English. He's like an animal. He's like a wild animal in the jungle. So she's teaching him basic words, his name, her name. She says, "Now your name is Tarzan." He's kind of a grunting, "Tarzan." She goes, "Yes, now what is your name?" "Me, Tarzan." She goes, "That's right. I am Jane. Now, who am I?" He says, "You, Jane. Me, Tarzan, you, Jane." She says, that's right, Tarzan. "Who am I?" "You, Jane. And who are you?" "Me, Tarzan." She goes, "That's right. Very good." He goes, "Jane." She goes, "Yes." He says, what you whole name?" She says, "Vagina."
Okay, tell my goodness. We're late.
Meet.
All right, let's check traffic now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got an accident reported on Big Bend, a little bit west of Shrewsbury with injuries. We have eastbound Highway 270 that's running slow now, McDonald through West Florissant, westbound 70, that normal stretch, Shreve through Jennings Station. You're heavy 170 through Lindbergh, and again, a couple pockets from 270 out through Cave Springs on eastbound 40 downtown, still grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Stop and go on southbound Highway 270, Page down through Doherty Ferry, and westbound Manchester from Barrett Station through Baxter. It's bumper to bumper. And this report brought to you by Hallmark Signature. Mother's Day is Sunday. Celebrate mom with a card as beautiful and inspiring as she is. Find Hallmark Signature in the card department wherever Hallmark cards are sold. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
I'm Jennifer Blom. You might remember me if you tuned in at 6:25 a.m. to Sammy Stars on News Channel 5. Now I'm part of the Big 550 KTRS team. Join me at 10 a.m. Wednesday, the 17th of May, with John Grayson on the Big 550 KTRS. It'll be a hoot.
Hey, Cardinals fans, the San Francisco Giants are coming to St. Louis the weekend of May 19th, 20th, and 21st. That weekend is loaded with great giveaways. Friday night, it's the adult 1987 red mesh batting practice jersey. Saturday, the Purina Cardinals Pet Bowl. And Sunday, the adult rhinestone cap. That's May 19th, 20th, and 21st. The Cards and Giants. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Hey, Cardinal fans, have we got a giveaway for you. On Sunday, May 21st, the Cardinals play the Giants. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home a unique Cardinals rhinestone cap. Also, all kids 15 and younger will receive a ticket voucher to a future home game courtesy of Ritz. May 21st, it's a date you don't want to miss. The Cards, the Giants, and the Cardinals rhinestone cap. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Spring, nature's way of celebrating, and Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center has the decorations. Whether you need flowers around the house or a complete landscape, Pasiglia's is the premier nursery in St. Louis, located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. Exquisite premium quality plants found only at Pasiglia's. Beautiful flowers, colorful hanging baskets, and gorgeous pre-arranged planters everywhere you look. Trees, plants, and perennials in full bloom are absolutely stunning. The Pasiglia's family has been in business in St. Louis for more than 65 years. The professional, knowledgeable staff will help you through the colorful and beautifully maintained nursery that may make you believe you're strolling through the botanical gardens. Their landscape division provides exquisite, elegant, refined landscapes you can definitely picture around your home. Again, they are located at the corner of Clayton Road and Highway 109 in Wildwood. This family would love for you to join in on the spring celebration. Pasiglia.com. It's Pasiglia's Nursery and Garden Center. 636-458-9202. Open 7 days a week.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text FUEL to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369.
Hi, Chuck Easter with Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Started by my dad in 1957, we've just celebrated our 60th birthday. It's an honor to carry on Dad's legacy, one of integrity and quality. We cut no corners and use only the best materials. We install every style of residential and commercial fence, even custom designs. We've long been known as the premier fence company in the St. Louis area, but we do much more. We service virtually all of your home renovation needs. We like to say that we'll build your fence in almost anything on the inside of it. Whether it be a deck, pergola, carport, retaining wall, home remodeling, or room addition, think Easter. Our team of custom home builders are the finest anywhere. With Easter, you'll be confident that your project will turn out beautiful and will be something that you enjoy and take pride in for years to come. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500. That's 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stuart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stuart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stuartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion and your Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys put into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home of Yes, We Will. Jack Schmidt Ford, we get up.
Ready to shop local? The next time you're ready to paint, visit Flanagan Paint and Supply in Ellisville to choose from a wide variety of premium Benjamin Moore paints. Benjamin Moore offers unmatched color and durability, so color will last for years to come. And when you shop Flanagan Paint and Supply in Ellisville, you're not just improving your home, you're supporting a local business too. FlanaganPaint.com. Benjamin Moore, for everything that matters.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Attention those approaching Medicare. Are you overwhelmed with choices? You need the Medicare Man. This is Ryan Raphael. People call me the Medicare Man because that's my specialty. I help people select the right plan to fit their individual needs. Let me guide you through the confusing maze of choices. I represent most plans, and my services are free to you. For the right plan, call the Medicare Man, 314-368-6808, 368-6808.
You folks were a part of history earlier when I butchered that joke. That happens, honestly, like once every 10 years. So be sure to tune in 2027 when I do that again to another joke. It's time to go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley, and they're east of all that other stuff. This is one fantastic restaurant and market. They're closed on Monday. Reservations, not only a good idea, necessary, especially at dinner. And Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse now proudly present Mike Evans. Homer, running a little late today. It's my fault. I messed something up and had to redo it, and I apologize for that. He didn't care. He didn't care. He didn't even know what time it is.
I need a drink after that.
Yeah, you do.
Explanation.
We do, too.
Of your bundling.
Mm-hmm. Bungling.
Bungling.
Yeah.
I bungled, you bungled, he, she, or it has bungled in.
Okay.
Edmonton Oilers lost last night. I'm very unhappy about it.
I know. I didn't like it either.
Pockwitz, question three. These four stars hate to exercise while they all have great bodies. Only one of these stars is a workout nut. Works out 4 hours every day. Never misses. Is that workout nut? Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh, yeah.
Bradley Cooper. Matthew McConaughey. I get the answer, just mine. Love to be in a Told You So. I did, you know, over a month ago, told you that Paris Jackson was the hottest property in Hollywood. Last week, she signed a $1.5 million deal to be the face of Calvin Klein. She also read for two movie parts. She was accepted for both, but hasn't accepted either one yet. And this is weird. Her best friend, who she hangs out with a lot, is Macaulay Culkin.
Oh.
Isn't that odd? I mean, with the relationship that he had with her father?
No, nothing is odd after she lived with Michael Jackson, who really is not her biological father. Take a look at her.
I know she's not.
Yeah, but no, nothing's odd after being in that environment. But I never liked that Macaulay Culkin. He's a weirdo.
You know what? Just so everybody remembers, let's hear that Reverend Al Sharpton quote at Michael Jackson's funeral. Come on. Let's hear it.
Ain't nothing wrong with your daddy. No, ain't nothing. What'd they say? Ain't nothing.
You're blowing everything today.
Ain't nothing strange about your dad.
Yeah.
He was telling the kids, he goes, just so you know, ain't nothing strange about your daddy.
There ain't nothing strange about your daddy.
Well, he got that right. Nothing strange about Michael Jackson.
Odds and ends, Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest ratings have skyrocketed since Ryan joined.
Wow.
Convicted murderer. NFL star and suicide victim Aaron Hernandez's fiance will be on the Dr. Phil show Monday and Tuesday. We'll spill all the beans. By the way, he was in jail 19 months and 25 times written up for violence, beating up people, and other problems that he caused.
All right, I want to ask Damon Peon, when he just did murderer, who was that an impression of?
I can't think of it.
Yeah, idiots. I can't John remember. Houseman.
Yeah.
John Houseman. They earn it.
You know, I got a text regarding Aaron Hernandez, NFL referee holding his hands out, and the referee saying, upon further review, Aaron Hernandez did not get both feet down in time.
Whoa.
Saw another text, official NFL injury report. NFL injury report. New England Patriots, Aaron Hernandez. Neck.
Yeah, I would say.
Turns out that Bill O'Reilly is a real scum bucket. More than I'd ever imagined. Everything I'm hearing about him, it gets worse every day. Bill O'Reilly, what's up with that?
My wife got kind of mad at me like a year ago when I said, this guy the last couple of years has just turned into he's a bully and a weird, I don't like him. And she went, well, you don't know him.
He's no, talking about when you got upset about him.
Oh,
talking about Bill O'Reilly.
Here we go.
Hey, Cheryl, he's acting like he's...
Oh, right. Boy.
He's here with me. Yeah.
There we go.
No, anybody that goes away that quickly... There's a lot going on there.
Well, you know, his wife caught him masturbating while talking to another woman on the phone.
What's wrong with that?
And he starts attacking his wife with the phone. I don't get it.
Well, you don't interrupt a guy when he's doing that.
Hey! I don't think we need to go there.
What? You don't interrupt.
Don't talk about you're the one, beating the meat.
You're the
don't
one that
talk
said,
about beating the meat.
You're the one that used the M word.
Beating meter, boo. Meter, boo.
You used the M word. Not me.
Mm-hmm. So the Grammys will be in New York in January after a long run in Los Angeles. L.A. didn't even bid for the Grammys. Here's the deal. The Grammys are losers. No ratings. Expensive to promote. Pain in the butt. The nominees are more demanding than even the nominees for the Oscars. It's the worst award show ever. L.A. didn't even bid for it. Good riddance. I've covered the Grammys before, and I tell you, nothing better than covering the Grammys in New York in January during an ice storm. It's horrible. They can have it. Who watches that crap?
Plus, it's that little horrible...
I don't even know any of these people that are up for awards.
The trophy is that little horrible, stupid little RCA.
Yeah, well, come on, man.
Yeah, get something better than that.
Latest star being investigated by the IRS for plugging products and services on social media networks, being paid millions of dollars under the table without paying taxes is Jennifer Lopez.
Whoa.
Great quote from former, I think, great U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. Colin Powell said the other day, quote, nobody wants America to be the world policeman, but the world always calls us when they need a cop.
Yeah, he's got a half-brother semicolon.
Oh, you know, you might as well drop your pants and just took a dump on my report just then. Diarrhea dump.
Oh.
That means squirt.
Oh,
that's
oh
yeah.
The audience is rolling. They're rolling in the aisles. Semicolon, half-brother.
One more political nugget. If I could pick anybody to be the FBI director, you know who I'd pick?
No.
Condoleezza Rice.
Might be a good choice.
I like her.
Yeah, I think most people do.
And finally.
Danny
didn't say no.
No, that was Peon that says
Peon
no.
Peon didn't say no.
No!
Yeah. Name the name of this really well-exercised human being that is the biggest workout nut in Hollywood. Jessica Alba, Bradley Cooper, Sofia Vergara, Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
I'll say Alba.
I think we're supposed to say McConaughey. So who's the other guy?
Bradley Cooper.
Okay, Cooper. I'm going to go Bradley Cooper.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh. All right, all right, all right.
What are you doing? Why'd you say that?
Yeah,
no. Makes sense. That was Mike Evans. About four sheets to the wind from Southern California, courtesy of Amy Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. Price, P-R-I-C-E. Make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to when you get ready to get serious about remodeling a kitchen or bathroom. Sometimes there's no reason to sell a house and buy a new house because a great part of that many times is people don't like the kitchen. If they had the perfect kitchen, they'd all of a sudden like the house. It's possible to do that. And then your house is probably going to be much more appealing and attractive when you do get ready to sell it. But you don't do things all the time for the next owner. You do them for you. And this is going to be in fact, it's going to be tough to let go of that house. Because when you move, you're not going to find another house with a kitchen or bathroom that was made specifically and exactly for you and your family. That's what they do. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. There's a company or two with maybe a similar sounding name. Make no mistake, you want the word Price in there. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Their showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And the website is as easy as his name and the company's name, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
Oh, man. It's time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, for the most part, things are winding down pretty normally right now. I believe that is signal problems out on Highway 94 at Prawley Lane because northbound 94 is still backed up to 364. And southbound, you're backed up a little bit south of Highway 70. Southbound 270 is just slow now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland. Eastbound 40 from McKnight to Big Bend. Eastbound 40 to the Poplar Street Bridge, you're heavy right around Union Station. Eastbound 270, just a little slowdown between east of McDonald through Highway 170. And it looks like westbound 44, a little bit heavy still from Arsenal through Shrewsbury. This traffic report brought to you by Hallmark Signature. Mother's Day is Sunday. Celebrate mom with a card as beautiful and inspiring as she is. Find Hallmark Signature in the card department wherever Hallmark cards are sold. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hello,
hello, hello.
I listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
On some area talk stations, you hear guys in New York, Florida, or L.A. pontificating on their shows. But good luck trying to call in and have a conversation with them. Here at Live and Local KTRS, we are live and we are local.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
That means local St. Louisans talk to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis. And we like phone calls.
Just discovered your show, and you're the best thing that hit talk radio, and I can't remember when.
1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us. We listen to you. We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why. So you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out more at hum.com.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Wildwood, De Pere, Columbia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and a lot of moms are also police officers. So if you see a man or woman who is one, please thank them. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
to the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
There was kids everywhere. There was a lot of screaming.
More than a dozen students taken to the hospital when their school bus ran off the interstate. How it happened and the students' conditions tonight.
Caught on camera, the gunman behind two holdups in South County. Police want you to be on the lookout for him and his getaway vehicle. A motor scooter?
A bill through the legislature changes how much tax money the zoo can ask for. The limits it places and who may have to pay admission to some attractions.
A lot of screams, like there were a bunch of kids, and then there was just a big boom, and then that was a tree, the bus hitting the tree.
Please help! Oh my goodness, what if it blow up?
My first instinct was to just help the little kids that were on the bus.
There was children laying on the bus. There was lots of screaming.